Jana Hayes is a Democratic congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District, running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. Okay, so thank you, Jana, for being with us. We so appreciate it. First question is, you're running against somebody. What's wrong with him?
I'm not really sure. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about him. I am running my own race and working really hard. But I just think that fundamentally, we are very different on just about every issue. And I feel like what I represent and the issues that I'm fighting for are more aligned with the majority of people in this 5th Congressional District. You know, people are concerned about their health insurance and their Social Security and the environment and the future of education and, you know, gun reform. These are things that I hear people talking about that they're extremely concerned about. And I don't think that my opponent's position on those issues accurately represents the majority of people in this district.
So let's talk gun reform. Obviously, the greatest of all tragedies that we all know about happened in your district. Your predecessor, of course, was adamant about this, about coming to some decent conclusion of how you mitigate this awful, terrible scourge that we have in this country. What about you?
I, too, am deeply, deeply committed to making sure that we have common sense gun reform legislation that keeps our community safe, that keeps our schools safe, that we make sure that we have a system where universal background checks are required. I think that this is being framed from a position of fear, where people are being told that this is a challenge to their Second Amendment rights. I absolutely am not trying to take away anyone's rights. You know, my husband is a police officer. We have guns in our home. I want my husband to be safe. I recognize, you know, that he carries a firearm. But all I'm asking is, just like he had to go through checks, that other people should have to go through checks as well if they're going to carry them, that we close these gun show loopholes so that we know who is purchasing guns, and that if you own a gun, you are expected to be responsible with it. You know, I do think that the ban on bump stops that Connecticut just passed was appropriate, and assault rifles. I don't understand what anybody's use for those types of weapons would be in a in a community setting. So it's one of the things that I firmly believe in. It's terrible that we keep seeing tragedies like this, you know, and the response to armed teachers to prevent school violence and different tragedies is ridiculous. It's absurd. As an educator, I would never want the responsibility of securing a firearm in a building with 1,300 young people. It's just crazy. It does not make schools safer.
Let's talk a little bit about DACA, a path to citizenship for people who come into this country who've been here for years and years. Have you thought about that one at all?
Before I ever decided to run for Congress, it is something that I thought about often. I mean, the thing about education is it definitely is not a single issue topic. All of these concerns make their way into your classroom. And I've had students who, it was revealed to me, were undocumented and constantly lived in fear, and their families were victimized and marginalized. And these young people, through no fault of their own, were brought to this country. We have to work to have multiple pathways, multiple legal pathways to citizenship. I support DACA. I support Dreamers. I think that we have to make sure that we have legislation in place that allows them to navigate through the system legally so that they can have citizenship. You know, so many of these people are huge contributors in our community. One of my colleagues, the New Mexico Teacher of the Year, is a DACA recipient. The height of her profession in her state, and she was a DACA recipient. You know, these are people who came to this country for a brighter future and for the most part have been very successful. I think we have to provide opportunities for them to have legal citizenship.
So, Jana Hayes, let me ask you about the opioid crisis. I know it's hit Connecticut hard, as it's hit much of the country hard. What are we going to do about it?
I think, again, this isn't one of those things that is extremely personal for me. I am the daughter of an addict. You know, my whole life was shifted. You know, I had to be raised by my grandmother because our family fell apart. But what I know does not work is to have a strictly punitive reaction. I think we have to have all of those wraparound services. Addiction is a disease. We have to make sure that people are not being overprescribed and have alternatives to pain management so they're not faced with these situations. Make sure there's education, make sure there's rehabilitation and support and transition for reentry. with continued support. I mean, these are all things that I think this idea that if it doesn't affect you, it's not your problem, is wrong, because it affects all of us. You know, our communities are being torn apart. I see so many parents who come to me and say, I suspect something is going on, but I have no idea what to do about it. I don't know where to get my child help. I think we have to continue to bring money back to the state to support programs, you know, that identify addiction and help people who are struggling with this disease to navigate their way out. I think it's too important. Our communities are dying. We had over 1,000 deaths last year as a result of the opioid crisis, and it's not something that we can sit by and just let continue happening. You know, I was a part of an opioid task force, and I know many other communities are now starting to build those task forces, but they include people from all over the community, healthcare professionals, the local police, schools, you know, just ways to keep people engaged and in their community and help people identify the signs so we can get help much earlier for people who need it.
We're talking with Johanna Hayes, Democratic congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District, running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. Okay, so Johanna, let me go to the I word. There are many people who are thinking that Donald Trump should be impeached, that he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors. I was just saying this very morning, you know, if you are a climate denier, which he is, and we're seeing these hurricanes and everything else coming up as a result of that, you know, a simple crime would get you impeached, but this might be the end of humanity. I'm wondering what you think.
Well, I hear a lot of talk about what's your feelings on that. I feel like Donald Trump or any president, if a president has committed a crime or against this country, that's grounds for impeachment. That's very clear, whether it be him, whether it be anyone. But I'm not going in with this idea, if the House flips, the first thing that happens should be articles of impeachment. I think that we let the investigation play itself out. And if it is determined that this president did something that is found to be a crime, I think you have any elected official has no other choice but to call for a hearing and begin to move in that direction. But I will not say that. I just don't believe that the agenda of a Democrat or anyone who's running should be, and on the day I'm elected, we need to all move towards articles of impeachment. I don't think that that's appropriate either.
We are talking with Johanna Hayes, Democrat congressional candidate in Connecticut's 5th District. She's running against Republican Manny Santos for the seat currently held by retiring Representative Elizabeth Esty. Johanna, when we talk to you the next time, I got a lot more to talk to you about, including foreign policy.